And if you look and listen on church cleaning day, you see cooperation. You see people who have little in common, people of different ages and backgrounds, getting along together, enjoying each other's company, offering words of encouragement and support. You see many small acts of kindness and consideration. You see much dedication and commitment. You hear no words of grumbling about the one who had to leave early or the one who could only arrive later. You hear no words of grumbling about those who were not able to come at all. We give as we are able, and our gift is accepted. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. And so we cannot disconnect our Holy Week journey with Jesus from our life together, with our life with one another, in the readings we hear from Scripture together, in the hymns we sing together, and in our personal devotions of prayer and contemplation. We enter anew into the decisive moments of our redemption. We walk with Jesus into Jerusalem. We listen with the disciples to his teaching. We are there at his arrest, his trial and his passion, his death. But even in our most personal devotions, we are together not only with Jesus, but also through him with one another, with the body of Christ in this place and the body of Christ around the world. I really encourage you, in fact, I urge you, to participate in what is offered here throughout Holy Week as much as you are able. We will hear the words of Scripture together. We will pray together. We will receive the Holy Sacrament together. We will sing praises together. We will eat and drink together. And together we will participate in the mysteries of Jesus' humility and his self-emptying and his obedience, even to death on a cross. We will come together in humility and in love, in a common endeavour to deepen our participation in Jesus' sacrifice. And through him, we will deepen our participation in one another, to think about each other and to treat each other with deep humility and consideration and love. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. Therefore God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen.